Track 12, The Elements of Need, Step Number 5, Pact Acknowledgement.
The final step in reducing sales resistance might not be what you think it is. After all, you have already built trust and gathered enough information to move on to the selling part of your presentation. However, there is one more bit of resistance at the bottom of your thermometer that could slow everything down. If not, bring it to a complete halt. It can keep you from moving effectively to developing sales acceptance. Step number 5 in establishing a need is called Acknowledge the Pact. A pact is defined as a firm agreement to do or not do something. A pact can be made by one person with himself or herself, or between a couple or the members of a committee. Pacts are extremely common in selling situations, and few salespeople realize it or address the issue. Pacts are what cause people to put on the brakes with statements like, "We want to think it over," "We're going to sleep on it," "We're not making any decisions today." For that reason, every salesperson in the world should take this single step very seriously and master how to address it. No matter how excited a decision maker becomes about clarifying and acknowledging their needs, there is often a pact in place to keep them from allowing their emotions to run amok. I think some decision makers have a nightmare in which they toss their checkbooks or credit cards to a salesperson and say, "You know what I want, just run with it." And the next thing they know, they're in debtor's prison. So they put up firewalls to protect themselves even as they feel themselves being pulled forward by the appeal of what appears to be a good solution to their need. It's best to address it right here in our sequence before we move on to selling. You've earned their trust and established a need, even got their acknowledgement of a specific need. Now you need to get all parties involved to acknowledge that there is a pact in existence. It's like getting all the cards on the table. The pact we're talking about here is an agreement made prior to the sales process that no purchase will be made today, right now, etc. We've all made such pacts. They are most common in seller-initiated sales, especially where the potential client is offered a gift or incentive for listening to your presentation. We all know we'll soon be feeling a sense of obligation, so we make a pact not to rush things or move ahead too quickly. Many of our potential clients in a buyer-initiated situation will contact you with such a pact in force. They know they have a need and are pretty sure they know what they want, but aren't sure enough to walk into your establishment, seek out the best solution, and commit to a decision. It's because of the old fear of making a bad decision that we discussed at the beginning of the program. The best way to handle pacts is to address them head-on at the appropriate moment, of course. Two areas especially prone to pacts are financial services and real estate. For example, if you're marketing financial services, you're usually working with married couples. They'll typically make a pact before they visit with you. "Whatever happens, we're not buying anything tonight. We're not spending any money." In real estate, a prospect could call in response to a newspaper ad about a home. He or she could talk to a professional, use his proper telephone technique to convince them to come in for a visit. When that person or persons come in, you can just sense they have made a pact. Even if you show them the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood at the perfect investment, they've already decided not to make a purchase now, and you'll hear the old tried and true stalls of, "We have to think it over, we don't rush into things like this, we'll get back to you in the morning." Now, in the business world, a committee may have a deadline for making a decision, but won't dare to think they can or should make a decision before that deadline. What would they do with all the extra time created by getting the process over with early? If you've been in business-to-business sales for any length of time, I'm certain you've come across a committee or two where some of the members achieve an elevated status within the company just by being part of the committee. They don't want that to end. And there are those situations where some of the committee members might not have a lot of other work to do, and they make this commitment of time stretch to fill their work days, making them appear busy. When working with a committee, expect to have all sorts of mindsets in the group. Your job is to get them all on the same page, beginning with addressing each person appropriately through getting their consensus on the need acknowledgement. During discovery, you will want to determine what each party does when the committee's job is done. That information will prove valuable as you move into the PACT acknowledgement segment. Be aware that your customer is raising their defenses against a sales pitch. And we chose that word purposely. We call pitch, in my sales training, a nasty word because it really does have a negative implication. It's kind of like, I'm going to throw my old pitch at you. I just want your money. A much better or more professional word that we want you to use is presentation or demonstration. That's the language of a one-call closing specialist. But here we're working with a prospect expecting the worst, a high fastball pitch right between their eyes. Your job is to turn that dreaded pitch into a welcome presentation. Part of that process involves overcoming PACTs. Timing is critical. If you break the PACT too early, you can create the very opposite effect of what you want. You can turn off your prospect and impede or even ruin the sale. It would be like saying, I'm on to you and have ways of getting around your silly PACT. I believe in a two-step process to dissolve the power of the PACT. Number one, acknowledge the PACT. And number two, break the PACT. In the first place, you may as well acknowledge a fact everyone already knows exists. Acknowledge the PACT. This is best accomplished through the use of light humor. Here's a good example. I bet you folks kicked off the covers this morning and said to each other, honey, today's the day that we rearrange our financial situation, we eliminate our debt, we lower our interest rate we're paying on our credit cards, and we start building financial freedom. Now, isn't that just great? Now, in most cases, they'll glance at each other, perhaps a bit sheepishly. They might even blush or smile. And at this point, you might say, you didn't? With mock astonishment? Now, don't overdo it. You're not going for an Academy Award. Just stay loose and have fun with it. Make sure your customers have fun, too. Keep the humor flowing with, what really happened is that you probably made an agreement that no matter how good it sounds, we're not buying anything today. Am I right? You'll usually get a shy yes or a couple of nods of agreement, and then keep going with, I completely understand your feelings, because I've done the same thing myself many times. This sometimes catches your client off guard by bringing you back to common ground. That's good. Suddenly they remember that you too are a consumer. You've walked miles in their shoes. So you would follow up with, all I ask is that if you see something here today that would benefit you and your family and probably save money in the process, that you don't let a little pact you both made earlier stand in your way. Fair enough? Now, realize, are you asking for their money, their firstborn child? No, all you're asking is for them to have an open mind about what you're about to tell them. For you that will be facing a committee, you can't be afraid to be point blank with these people either. Try these words. I understand that your deadline for making a decision on this need is fast approaching. In fact, I'll bet you all decided before I got here that today would be the day to make a decision and complete this project. As they look nervously at each other and confusingly at you, you'd continue with, "You didn't?" It's more likely that what really happened is that you agreed prior to our meeting today not to make a decision today, no matter how good it sounds. Is that more like it? 9 times out of 10, that will be the case. And since you've done such a good job to this point, they're not going to lie to you. They'll admit it. They've acknowledged there is a pact. The next step for you is to get them to open their minds to the possibilities that you just might have the best answer for them. You might say, I understand your situation and your desire to evaluate several potential vendors. All I ask is that you keep an open mind about what I'll share with you in a few minutes. And if it's truly far and away the best solution for your needs, that you won't let your pact stand in the way of taking advantage of the benefits as soon as possible. If you make a statement like that with honesty and sincerity, you're telling them that you're not playing hardball. You're simply interested in having them make a decision that's good for them. And that includes the decision having good timing. Wow, that's strong. It's strong because it's honest, it's straightforward, it's logical, and it keeps your client's best interest in the forefront of your presentation. They'll respect you for that. Then as you proceed through the help and hurry elements of the Sell It Today system, they won't be distracted by thoughts of, how am I going to get out of this? We've reached our goal of 0 degrees of sales resistance. However, that has now created a void. Even though we lowered their resistance 10 degrees at a time, they're likely to feel a bit awkward. Their resistance is gone. Now it's time to start filling that void back up with sales acceptance.